Hey, it's Carlos. Welcome back. I hope you're feeling touchy today. Are you feeling that way? Are you feeling touchy-feely? Because that's what we're talking about. That's right. I want to go into 7 ways that you can seduce a man with touch, or using the magic of touch with a guy, because it really does work. Look, back in college, it was sure easy to turn a guy on, wasn't it? Or maybe you didn't go to college, but you know what I mean, right around that 20-21-year-old range. Heck, it's easy to find a guy at that time of your life, right? And for guys, it's easy to find girls. You turn around and there's just, you know, everyone's just there. They're staring at your butt or checking you out. He's sitting next to you in class. Maybe he's daydreaming in the library, or he's playing catch shirtless in the courtyard. Happens to toss a frisbee your way and says, "Hey, little lady." Of course, I'm kidding about that. I hope no guy has ever walked up to you and said, "Hey, little lady." But you know what? College girls have all the options going on. But there does come a time when you want to meet guys and seduce them, and they're not as easy to find or catch anymore. I once ran a short seminar for a group of women in San Francisco. It was a seminar that a friend of mine was putting on. It was funny because in one room, I was presenting to the ladies, and in the other room, my good friend Lance was presenting to the men. And after we were all done, Lance was like, "Hey, you guys must have been having fun in there. Those ladies were laughing it up." And we were actually having a good time. But in that seminar, we were talking about attracting the right man. And one of the ladies, who looked like she had worked up her bravery just enough to put her timid little hand up, asked me, "Carlos, how can I get a man interested in me?" And I said, "Well, it depends on how you..." And then she just jumped in and interrupted, "I want to seduce him. Into bed. Fast." The room burst into laughter, and so did she. I'm pretty sure I turned a few shades of red on that one, but I did have a few things to tell her about how to get men sexually attracted. And most of the women in that audience, in fact, thought that the only way to seduce a guy was to touch him, well, you know, in that place. You know what I'm talking about, right? The package. That's right. You go that one zone. And while that does work, well, it can easily backfire on you too. If it's done at the wrong time and without the right amount of setup, a guy can really freak out and back off. It's kind of a weird thing with guys, especially if it's done at the wrong time. So let me take a moment to explain how you don't want to seduce a guy. And then we can dig into my 7 ways to seduce him with just using touch. First of all, don't seduce him like this. Number one, don't spend ridiculous amounts of time on makeup and perfume and hair and all of that. Yes, I know this isn't anything to do with touch, but this is one of those ways that women think they're going to seduce a guy, is to make themselves look so glamorous and so awesome that he's just going to fall to his knees. Look, guys do want you to look good, but not too good. Not so much that we think you really spent several hours just making yourself look that way. And believe me, I have been around many a woman in my time that looks that way. Like she spends way too much time doing that, trying too hard. And again, it's mostly because we're going to worry if it took that much work, well, you won't be able to show your natural beauty to us when the time comes. You know what I mean? Don't seduce him like this, number two. Don't play hard to get. Now, the key word here is play. A lot of women play at being hard to get, and they come across as shamelessly manipulative. Instead of playing at it, why not just be your, you know, be living in your own beautifully busy life? Huh? How's that sound? Sounds great to me. Be busy and enjoying yourself, not just play at it. Don't pretend. And then just fit in a guy where it makes sense, okay? Just don't structure your life to be wide open to meet men. Then meet a few guys, and then pretend you really don't have the time to get together with him. We can smell the incongruity. Don't seduce him like this, number three. Follow celebrity trends or emulate other sex symbol women. Okay, this is not one of those ways you want to go. Most of the media out there, you know, the magazines, the shows out there, would have you dress like this woman or that movie star. And in the end, it's all a big scam. It's a scam to get you to buy more stuff with their names on it that you don't need. Instead, pick a look that works for you, and then work that look. When you create your own image that is true to you, he'll find you far more alluring than if you're busy trying to imitate the cover of another celebrity magazine. Secrets of sexual touch. All right, so let's get down to it. Here are my 7 ways to seduce a man using only touch. Instead of trying to work the how you look part, what we're going to focus on here is the lethal strategies of how to touch a guy in a way that will electrify him, tantalize him, and make him fantasize about you until you see him the next time. Seduction touch tactic number 1 is the forearm grab. Every guy responds to this one. Trust me, it works on me like a champ, so I know it works for most guys. What you do is you reach over at a high point in your conversation and just lay your hand on his forearm. Do it for about 1 second, literally just a single click of the second hand on your watch. It's more than enough time to arouse his interest, and it's a very innocent and simple touch to get away with. And the reason this one works so well is that, first off, that's a very sensitive patch of skin. The back of the forearm, it's very, it's very dense with nerve endings. And there's some very sensitive nerve endings there that spark his interest. Now, this also works because it's a great way to punctuate an emotional high point of your conversation. That contact you make with him is immediately memorable. It's like adding an exclamation point that you don't have to, you don't have to yell at his ear or anything like that. You just touch him and it's like, boom. Touch tactic number 2, the back of his neck. If you get to use this one, if you do get to use it, do it. Just lay your palm on the back of his neck. Now, I'm assuming you're not having to tuck it under some hipster's floppy mop of hair here, okay? But it's best done if you're in the process of pulling him in to tell him a secret, or maybe you're just going for that goodnight kiss. The only place where this spot works any better is on a woman's neck, as you may or may not have found out for yourself. Touching him there it's just amazing. Touch tactic number 3, oh yeah, the ear. It's not just for licking and biting anymore, ladies. A man's ear is one of the most arousable, is that a word? Arousable? Parts of his anatomy. I had a girlfriend that would occasionally reach up and run her fingers along my neck just as she was reaching for my earlobe, and then she would just run her index finger underneath my earlobe. That was like a double whammy. It made my knees buckle. And to her credit, she never asked me for a huge favor right at that moment because I think I would have basically given in. I don't think I would have been able to refuse. Seriously, it's that powerful. Touch tactic number 4, his hip, just over the side of his butt. Yeah, gotta confess, this one is another knee buckler for us guys, okay? What you do is this. When you're standing next to him, you put your palm on the side of his hip. You can run your hand down on his leg or just pat once the side of his leg and pull away. If you want to double down on this move, simply squeeze his leg ever so gently once. It's just a gentle press. Now, just a quick note about how to touch a guy. Most women assume that touching and keeping your hand there is good enough, but it's often a little too much. Just touch and either pull away or move your hand on the sensitive zone once or twice and then pull it away. But play it coy, because less is always more. I'm going to talk about this again in a minute. Touch tactic number 5, those little piggy wiggies. Yeah, I know. if you know your man doesn't have a set of nasty hooves that he's hiding under those thick socks and work boots, well, you would do well to get him right after a shower and just give him a quick foot massage. Those little toes and feet are a dense nerve ending area and pressure points. Our feet have a staggering array of pressure points, and you can really work some magic by giving him a little rubbing. Maybe use a little bit of mineral oil to help you out, maybe something scented, and he'll be begging for mercy in minutes, and in a good way. I personally have extremely sensitive feet. I have actually burst out into laughter a lot because they're so ticklish. So my wife has learned the fine art of how to massage ticklish feet. It can be done, and it's also one of the best areas to turn them on. So go easy on the touch. As Marcellus said in Pulp Fiction, you got to get that pressure right so you don't tickle too much. Touch tactic number 6 is tongue play. Now, I have to admit, I have always been shocked at how few women know how to really kiss a man to get him entranced. I can probably count on one hand the number of ladies who could kiss well at all, really. And I don't mean that to be insulting. It's just most often women tend to emulate whatever the guy is doing and figuring, oh, if he likes it, this is what he wants. But you know that that's not what's very sensual. First off, you got to use your tongue more. It's usually an all in or all out affair with most women that I've kissed, and that's not doing you any justice. Use your tongue as if it were like a coy little girl all on its own. Okay, it has its own little behavior. Don't always let him catch you. You know, draw him into your mouth and then close it off for a while. Give him only lips for a little bit. Play hard to get with your lip lock for a little bit of variation. It's the change in the pattern that he's going to notice. Keep him guessing what to do next. Yeah, there are some guys that are totally oblivious as to how to kiss as well, but chances are your technique will not go unnoticed if you take on the challenge. Now, touch tactic number 7, last but not least, thighs and legs. When you're ready to turn up the heat a little bit, you're going to want to explore the world of his inner thighs. And I'm talking, again, avoiding the main package zone there. Explore the territory around the package to drive up the anticipation and desire for more. Inner thighs are very sensitive on a guy, probably as much as it is on women. Oh, and here's a small bonus for you. Tactic number 7B is the belly button region. Specifically, just run your finger down his trail of gold, as my ex used to call that fine line of hair that runs from his belly button down to his main event. It's an extraordinarily sensitive region that will tease him into a full-on zipper-bursting happiness. And I'm talking happy, okay? Happy, right? Go up and down with and against the grain once or twice, or, you know, the grain being the direction of that fuzz under his navel. Don't do it too many times, as the most sensitive areas on our skin can become irritated really quickly if you don't change it up and move to other areas. This is one of those things I have to explain to women in my life, is that doing something because you got a response and then doing it over and over and over and over again nullifies the initial response because it's too much. This is key, by the way, to all these techniques. Keep the variety in your game of touch with him at all times so you don't wear out your welcome on any one particular spot, all right? The key to all these tactics is to hint at the eventual main event without jumping right into it. It should be a consistent and deliberate game of tease. Then move forward a little bit, then move back. Move forward a little bit, then move back. You never move back more than you move forward, so you don't seem like a real tease, but you are coy, all right? You can be coy. Just don't yank the rug out from underneath us, okay? Hey, it's a small thing to ask for, isn't it? Ugh, I tell you. All right, I hope that helps you out, because touch is one of the most important areas of arousing a man, bringing him up to full desire, and ensuring that he's, well, just as into it as you are. And you know what? While we're on the topic, you got to be able to read him. You got to be able to know what it is he's thinking, where he's going with. Well, his train of thought, of course, is always leading to sex, but you'd be surprised. Most guys know that they know their own sex drive. They know where that lies in their life. And they know they're somewhat a slave to it. And yes, they will go with the motion, if you will. But they also understand that it's not the first priority for women. And if they wait, all the good things will come, right? All good things come to those who wait. No pun intended. But the one thing you got to be able to do is read him, to know that he's really in the same space as you. Does he really love you? Does he really feel for you the same way you do? So that when the time comes, you can feel confident. Well, there's a fine art to learning how to read a man, and I want to teach it to you. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/read his signals. That's datingadviceguru.com/read his signals. All one word, read his signals. And I'm going to tell you about a little program I put together. Very affordable, very small, very, very essential for you to be able to understand and read men. In fact, it's critical. You've got to know how to know what's going on inside his head before he does, so that you can be sure he won't pull away. He won't withdraw right when he's about to fall for you. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/read his signals. I'll be talking again next week. This is Carl Scovallo from datingadviceguru.com. Live and love with passion.
datingadviceguru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.